Well, it's 2020, January of 2020. We are on the road on the campaign trail in Fairfield, Iowa. We're going to go to an Andrew Yang, Marianne Williamson event. Marianne just recently threw her support behind Andrew Yang. And so this is going to be the first event that I cover. And I'm just going to do a quick primer and then we'll get into this event, which is being held in a... I'll tell you all about it in a second. But of course, I have to thank all of the sponsors for these travel podcasts, especially when it comes to hitting these political events in Iowa. And we're starting with Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, because when it comes to keeping all of your systems running right, especially these days at home or your business, when you have plumbing or heating problems, you want reliable service, and that means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. And this is the time of the year when we have these problems. They go metro-wide from St. Paul. So that includes Invergrove, it includes Plymouth, St. Louis Park, Maple Grove, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, and so forth. All over town. In St. Paul, you call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations. In St. Paul, residential and business, Brian Plumbing and Heating. Well, you know, I hate my printer, and I hate my printer because I hate paying so much money for those laser print cartridges. That's why I use Cartridge World metro-wide as well from Maple Grove. 30% savings compared to the big box stores when it comes to these cartridges, and they're guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. You could also qualify, if you're in business, for a free printer. So do yourself a favor. Call Cartridge World or check them out online at the top of the page at the Bob Davis Podcast.com, that giant, beautiful Cartridge World banner, 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632, Cartridge World. And thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. A lot of these places in the eastern part of the state are easily accessible by these roads, which are all in really pretty good shape throughout the state. And I'll talk more about that. But let me put my jacket on here and shut the engine off, because we're going to shut it down. So let's do that, and then we'll head in.
It's at the Fairfield Arts and Convention Center. It's about three blocks that way.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Something happened. I don't know exactly what, but it's now going to be...
We can just walk in, right?
Yeah. Okay. Because of the mishap, there was obviously like a change in time frame, but we are letting everybody in to sit. So once you get there, they'll guide you in.
Sounds
Thank
great,
you
man.
So much. I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
No big deal. This is the kind of... This is par for the course in the political world.
Hi, folks. How's it going?
We're registering online. Do we need to sign again?
Oh, no. You're all good.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm collecting the caucus commit cards, which are the cards that we fill out and then we mail back to people to remind them to go caucus.
Right.
So if they're Yang Gang, if you meet Yang Gang, send them over to me. I'm going to get them to fill out one of these forms. But the more of these cards that we collect and we mail them out, it'll remind people to show up and caucus for Andrew Yang.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're from Seattle?
I'm from Seattle.
Did you just drive out here?
No, I flew. I'm with the sorority of Yang.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
The sorority of Yang.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of us living in a house. It's co-ed sorority. It's awesome.
Where is it? In Seattle?
It's in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, it's in Davenport. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, we're all in from like Australia's, Emmy from Australia's flying in tonight.
Now, I want to talk about how I do these podcasts and how I do these political podcasts, because if you weren't listening to me in 2016, you don't know how. And I kind of found this method while I was on the road in 2016. So when I do one of these events, I take you inside the event. I don't consider it my job to debate the politicians. That's the first thing. So what I want to do is kind of lay this down just as a print for kind of a slice in time so that you can listen to it and you can hear what's going on. It's important as a disclaimer. Obviously, what's necessary in order to get this down to roughly 30 minutes is these ideas and these speeches have to be telescoped. And it's a good thing because political speeches get a little boring and a little long. Still, I think it's important to hear what they were saying and kind of what the general approach of the politician is. And I'm not going to go on describing or analyzing what was said. I'm just going to let you listen to it, and then I'm going to alternate the political event podcasts with some easy talkers about my own observations, which will be the next podcast, podcast 895. So we're inside the Cultural Center here in Fairfield, Iowa, for the Andrew Yang event. This is actually my first Democrat event. Really nice people. And it's been really fun so far. So I'm up in the press area, and people are starting to filter in. This is going to be a full event. They're going to be jam-packed, standing room only, which is what they want for these candidates. And we're going to hear what Andrew Yang has to say. I want to say also that his crew is pretty well organized here. They kind of have it together in terms of getting people signed up using a QR code. And you know, it's Andrew Yang, and of course it's Washington, so they're all from Seattle or the area. And I think there's a little bit of emphasis on being techie, which is kind of cool. So we're going to hear what Andrew Yang has to say, and we'll go on from there. Yeah, I should mention real quick that Rely Fund is a sponsor for these podcasts on the road covering political events. I love Rely Fund because they're a payment processor that's been in business for over 20 years, providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. I told you about my Rely Fund payment button on my page that allows my clients to pay with an electronic check if they want to, or if I want them to. And here's the thing. This is what's great, because this is what they do. They integrate their systems with your systems seamlessly. There's lots of payment processors. They don't all do what ReliaFund does. If you are developing e-commerce sites for clients, if you're developing back office systems for clients, they will work with you, and they are human beings. Andrew Yang likes to talk about human beings. ReliaFund, they are human beings. Let me give you the number, 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040, or you can click on that banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. That takes you to ReliaFund's contact page, and you can tell them all about it. That's how I found them. ReliaFund at ReliaFund, R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D, ReliaFund.com. Obviously, in the depths of winter, we don't think too much about spring, but it's coming, and it's coming quickly. And of course, that means contractors are going to be back out. If you're thinking of adding on to your house, you want to talk to Whitetail Builders sooner rather than later, because there has to be a little bit of planning, and they are ready to go. Randy Grabo at Whitetail is fantastic. All of his clients, and I will say all of the clients that he has that I've talked to just love Randy, because he is there with you from the beginning all the way to the end. Whitetail Builders, helping you construct your dreams. You can call them at 612-282-8801. That's Randy's cell phone number. He loves talking about what people can do and how they can do it, and he is the guy you want to talk to. Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, which takes you to whitetailbuildersinc.com.
Thank you so much for coming here. My name is Caroline McCarthy, and I am a surrogate for the Yang campaign, specifically focused on reaching out to the tech community, which I know has quite a presence in Fairfield. Anyone else here work in tech? And I got interested in Andrew Yang because he is different. He put out a massive tech policy platform that you can see if you go to yang2020.com, and that really got me hooked. But he's about a lot more than that. You're definitely going to hear about the Freedom Dividend, which would put $1,000 a month into the hands of every American adult, and you can use it on whatever the heck you want. And specifically, for a town like Fairfield, where there is a burgeoning tech economy, I can see that being really powerful, because those of you who have worked at startups know that you often have to take a lower salary. You often have to deal with the fact that maybe your job situation is a little bit more volatile as you look for new clients or new funding. And with the Freedom Dividend, it doesn't have to be that risky. Andrew Yang has a vision, and I share that vision, of seeing the innovation economy distributed across the country so that it's not just New York and San Francisco and Silicon Valley, to see more of it in places like Fairfield, to imagine what this distribution of innovation could do. So you can probably tell I think Andrew is pretty awesome. And awesome people tend to attract other awesome people to their lives. So let me tell you about Andrew's wife, Evelyn. She had a career in marketing, and then after she'd had their two kids, one of whom you may have met when he was on stage a couple minutes ago, she decided to be a full-time parent. And that is something that you'll probably hear Andrew talk about as well, about how seeing how hard Evelyn worked and how hard that job is, and our economy values that at zero. But Evelyn has since also become very visible on the campaign trail. She is a really powerful advocate for the families of children with special needs, and she has recently spoken up about some issues that are really powerful to women around the country. So I'm going to get off the stage, and I'm very, very thrilled to introduce you all to Evelyn Yang.
Today. I only recently started to join Andrew on the trail because we have two little boys at home who keep me pretty busy. You did meet one of them. And they are, both of them are here with us today. So it's been such a treat and such a treat for Andrew. I love being here whenever I can. Andrew's message of humanity first is such an important message, and it's one that I'm so happy to see growing throughout the country. Thanks to the Yang Gang, I know some of you are up here, hello. And thanks to our wonderful surrogates who speak on our behalf. And I'm so happy to be introducing her this evening. Please join me in welcoming Marianne Williamson.
To be here with you. I have been in this room. I've spoken here, I think, two or three times. It's great to be back in Fairfield always.
You recognize the very, very serious decision that lies in your hands. And it was a privilege to be part of this. You recognize how consequential it is, possibly for the entire world. And I am grateful for the opportunity to express to you why I feel Andrew's voice deserves serious consideration. I think that if every American, the older I get and the more involved I have been with this situation, the more I recognize the profundity of the Jeffersonian concept that the only safe place, the only safe repository for power in the United States of America is in the hands of its people. And the concept here, which is so radical and so profound, is that if you have all the information and you have honed critical thought processes given by free press, free flow of information, free speech, and free public education, that you and you alone, according to the dictates of your own conscience, to the dictates of your own heart, no matter where you come from or who you are, that your decision-making and your decision-making alone can be trusted as the governing power of a great country. I went through my years as an angry left-winger, and I realized that I had to evolve. I didn't have to evolve beyond my left-wing politics. I didn't have to moderate my politics, but I had to moderate my personality. I had to ask myself, isn't it possible to be a happy warrior? Isn't it possible to be a happy lefty? I didn't like what was happening to my personality. It wasn't that I needed to modify my politics, but I believe that if the Democrats, and this is why I believe that Andrew's voice is important in this race, you in Iowa are not necessarily, those who caucus in Iowa, you're not necessarily determining who's going to be president, but you are determining who's going to be an important voice in this race. I remember when America was confident in itself. I remember when an America that was positive, and I remember an America that really was sometimes more fun than it is now. And so, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, this is what I say to you. I know, Andrew.
Dr. Yang. I love Bernie and I love Elizabeth and I love a lot of those people because some of them, I got to know some of these people on the campaign trail and some of them were very, very lovely people. And I can tell you personally from my personal experience of Andrew, if he begins in any way to veer away from the kind of progressive vision that so many of us feel is important, I promise you, he even thinks about it, I'll call him myself. God bless you.
Because you all are some of the most powerful, influential people in our country today. But I did the math. Do you know how many Californians each of you is worth? About 1,000 Californians each. This country has been struggling for the last several years with a fundamental question that's confused many of us. And the question is this: why is Donald Trump our president today? Or more direct to you all, how did Donald Trump win Iowa, a purple swing state, by almost 10 points in 2016? What answers have we been given by the media companies as to why Trump's our president?
Russian interference.
Russian interference.
Anthony Weiner.
That's the first time I've heard Anthony Weiner, but maybe. That's true. Facebook.
Email.
Electoral College. Emails, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, FBI, the media again, the DNC, all sort of mixed together into some kind of potpourri of explanations. But Fairfield, I'm a numbers guy, and when I went through the numbers, there's a very clear and direct explanation as to why Donald Trump is our president today. We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs over the last number of years, and where were those jobs primarily located? Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri, and 40,000 right here in Iowa. Now, you all live, again, in a very prosperous part of the state, but how many of you have noticed stores closing here in Iowa? And why are those stores closing? You know, what's funny is, like, when I talk to people in the state, they know it's Amazon, but they say first it was Walmart, so we're joking that Walmart was like a tank that came to town and then mowed down the mom-and-pop retailers. And then now there's Amazon, which is more like a spaceship hovering above the entire thing. Amazon sucking up $20 billion in business every year, closing 30% of our stores and malls. In our economy, the most common job is retail clerk. The average retail clerk is a 39-year-old woman making between $8 and $12 an hour. When her store closes, what is her next opportunity? How much did Amazon pay in taxes last year?
Zero.
So that is the math, Fairfield. 20 billion out, zero back, 30% of Iowa's stores and malls closed, and most common job starts to disappear. How many of you all know truck drivers here in the state, here in Iowa? It's the most common job in 29 states, and my friends in California are working on robot trucks that can drive themselves. They tell me they're 98% of the way there. A robot truck just transported 20 tons of butter from California to Pennsylvania 3 weeks ago with no human intervention. Why did they choose butter for this maiden voyage? I have no idea. But if you Google robot butter truck, you'll see the story. And then at the end of the route was a giant stack of pancakes, as far as they are concerned. Everything I just said is true except for the pancake part. So what will the self-driving trucks mean for the 3.5 million truckers, 94% men, average age 49, or the 7 million plus Americans who work at truck stops, motels, and diners across the country? How many of you have been to Iowa 80 in Davenport? Me too. They say that 5,000 people stop there every day. How many people will stop at Iowa 80 when the trucks don't have drivers anymore?
Six.
Six, it's very precise. It's gonna be more than that. I tend to think in numbers and economics. And so you have the most common jobs in our country that are getting reduced in number very sharply. And this fourth industrial revolution is now accelerating. It's taking off. I am not a career politician. Most of you have gathered that. So I'm an entrepreneur and problem solver who spent years trying to create jobs in the Midwest and the South. Almost half of the manufacturing workers in these states left the workforce and did not work again. You have record high corporate profits in this country. You know what else are record highs in the United States of America? Stress, depression, substance abuse, overdoses, student loan indebtedness, financial insecurity, suicides. If your corporate profits are going up and your life expectancy is going down, which do you listen to? Now think about that. We know which one DC's listening to. DC can't even see people in health anymore. We have to get our own government under control. We have to restore the feedback mechanism between the people and the government. I'm for term limits of 12 years for every member of Congress. Their goal should be to go to DC, do work on our behalf, and then come home. It should not be to go there and be like, ooh, I like it here, I like it. Let me stay. As your president a year from now, Iowa, I will get term limits passed, and here's how we'll get it done. I will walk into Congress and I'll say, hey, we need to make this place more responsive and dynamic, so we're gonna have 12-year term limits, but current lawmakers are exempt. As your president, I will pledge not to take any paid speeches for personal gain for the rest of my life. My flagship proposal is that we should be giving every American $1,000 a month starting at age 18. What we have to do, what you have to do on February 3rd, is say that all this value that's leaving your communities needs to come back, and we need to put it in your hands in the form of this dividend. Build a trickle-up economy from our people, our families, and our communities up. Economy that will work for our people. And this is vital in part because it has been trending the other direction for decades. If you're a parent, you probably have had this sinking feeling that the future we're leaving our kids is less stable, less secure, and less prosperous than the lives that we have led as their parents. And you tend to think of that as climate change, which is a very, very real freight train bearing down on us. But it's also true in terms of their way of life. If you were born in the 1940s in the United States of America, there was a 93% chance you were gonna do better than your parents. That's the American dream. That's what brought my family here, Evelyn's family here. That's what we aspire to leave to our kids. But if you were born in the 1990s in this country, you're down to a 50-50 shot, and it's declining fast. That is why the parents feel the way we do. That is why Trump won this place by almost 10 points. Because when people look up and they do not actually feel optimistic about their future, their kids' future, they're willing to go to very, very great lengths to try and make changes to the system. What we have to do is solve the problems that got Donald Trump elected in the first place. We shouldn't act like he is the cause, he's a symptom, and we need to cure the underlying disease. Imagine a country where parents could look their kids in the eyes and say, our country loves you, your country values you, and your country will invest in you. People know when they're investing in you and when they're not. People can tell when you're paying lip service or when you mean it. And right now our kids sense that we do not mean it. And one of the things that on a personal level, as a parent, I think is troubling about technology is its effect on the mental health of our kids and our young people. I was a very nerdy, introverted kid. The problems of anxiety and depression we've seen in young people have been very, very much in lockstep with the adoption of smartphones and social media apps. And you know who do not let their kids use these devices? The people in Silicon Valley. You ever want to go someplace where it's like a screen-free environment? Just go to Silicon Valley and like you'll see that they don't let their kids touch these things. And one of my friends in Silicon Valley, Tristan Harris, put it like this. He said, we have the smartest engineers in our country turning supercomputers into dopamine delivery devices for teenagers, and they're making millions of dollars doing it. As your president, I will appoint Tristan to actually get into the guts of these companies and start recalibrating the design choices they're making to prioritize the mental health of our kids over the profits of these companies. We have to accelerate our economy and society to rise to the real challenges of this era, like climate change. We have to evolve in the way we see ourselves and our work and our value. I am the ideal candidate for this job because the opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math. Thank you very much, Fairfield. You may not know this, but math is an acronym, and what does it stand for? Make America think harder. That's right, Fairfield. That is your job. I'm Fairfield. It is your job to move this country forward. And I know that is just where you will take us. We need you to call this for us, and we need you to fight to leave a future we're actually proud of for our children. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both, too. I'd now like to welcome back up to the stage Marianne Williamson. We're going to do a joint Q&A.
If you'd like to ask a question, there is a mic right over there. We only have time for a few, but if you'd like to ask a question, you can head right over to stage right.
What would you work on towards ending the wars, or the kind of message that about ending sort of the regime-changing wars, which take a lot of the money that you said could come back to communities and build all the infrastructure, education, health?
Well, thank you for the question. I have signed a pledge to end the forever wars. 75% of Americans want nothing to do with war with Iran. So why are we at the brink of war with Iran? It's because Congress has ceded its constitutional authority to declare war to the executive branch for 19 years and counting, and so we've been in a constant state of conflict ever since. I would tear up the AUMF, say to Congress, the Constitution says it's up to you to declare war, so you should exercise that power. It should not be up to the executive branch. I would then invest in diplomacy and our partnerships, let Iran and the rest of the world know that we do not want to have anything to do with provoking or initiating a conflict, let our allies know we're open for business, and then take some of the $6 trillion and counting we spent in the Middle East and the $1 trillion plus in Iraq alone and spend it on making ourselves stronger and more secure against the real threats of this era, like climate change.
I feel like I'm speaking for a lot of us younger voters here that your record on climate change has not necessarily been the greatest. In fact, as you're a numbers guy, the Center for Biological Diversity Action gave you a rating of 2 out of 10. Now, I'm sure you know as well as me, if I came home with a 2 out of 10 on a scorecard, I wouldn't be having dinner or something like that.
Is that an Asian joke? Thanks for the question, Daniel. I believe climate change is the existential threat to our way of life. And our plan has us going to zero emissions over the next 29 years, which is, to me, a very, very aggressive timeline.
We don't have 29 years.
Well, no,
the UN has already...
Hear it out. The fact is, the United States of America is 15% of global emissions. The other 85% is in the rest of the world. We should be taking out all the subsidies we put to fossil fuel companies and give them to renewable energy companies. But one of the things, we should put a tax on pollution day one. But the reality is that if a politician says we need to prevent climate change, what's wrong with that statement? I am 100% willing to declare a national, international climate emergency if I believe it's helpful in speeding us towards the goals.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne Holiday, and I own a vegan community event center, animal rights center, restaurant, art gallery, and theater right across the street in the old Orpheum Theater building. Thanks.
Do you want to give a plug for it? What's the name of it?
Plant. We're open. We actually shut down to come to this.
Wait, does this mean that you're going to open immediately afterwards and then everyone's going to go there and eat?
Yeah, please do.
Thank you all so much.
Justina is waving, and then we'll loop the line around to the back. Thank you, everyone. If you would like a picture with Andrew, please line up on the right side of the auditorium where Justina is waving, and then the line will extend to the back.
I was actually
please have
too.
Your phones okay. out on camera if you would like a picture, as we do need to go very quickly. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
No, no worries. Thank you.
Well, lots of talk here tonight about manufacturing and jobs in the manufacturing business. If you're in the manufacturing business and you're looking for a great American manufacturing company right here in the Midwest, look no further than DepoStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepoStar American Engineering and Manufacturing and Design. Visit their website at depostar.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. Also, thanks again to Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Really appreciate it. They go metro-wide from St. Paul. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. All right, lots of people to thank. I have a generator, which my friend Tony Kiefer gave me for the trip. I still haven't used it yet, but I got it filled up with gas. It kind of is sticking up the interior of the vehicle, but I can't wait to try it out. I'll let you know more about that saga when we get there. Also, thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast and subscribing on iTunes. Off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Tuned in, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, especially for those fantastic Android devices. And I appreciate the likes and shares and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. And again, thank you for your donations, Mandy Benz, at thebobdavispodcast.com. Click on the donate button. It goes right in the tank or in my belly. Okay, thanks for listening. I'll give you a little idea about what Andrew Yang is all about. Thanks for listening to Podcast 894 live from Fairfield, Iowa at the Fairfield Arts and Cultural, whatever it is, Convention Center here in town. Really nice place. And I really enjoyed this event because it was there was a lot of dense content and conversation. And so from here, it's on to the next one, wherever that may be. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast. Podcast 894 on the road in Iowa. Baby, yeah, I know you been like that. Gun it like a holster, baby.